It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 23rd.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is jurisprudence, spelled J-U-R-I-S-P-R-U-D-E-N-C-E. Jurisprudence is a noun. That means the science or philosophy of law. It can also mean a system or body of law, or the course of court decisions as distinguished from legislation and doctrine. It can also mean a department of law. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Cincinnati Enquirer by Jack Greiner. There is a long-standing tradition in First Amendment jurisprudence that courts should not impose prior restraints on speech. In 1628, the English jurist Sir Edward Coke wrote to another jurist, Sir Thomas Littleton, these words, "For a farewell to our jurisprudent, I wish unto him the gladsome light of jurisprudence." In 1628, this word, jurisprudence, meant knowledge of or skill in law, a now archaic sense that reflects the meaning of the word's root. Jurisprudence goes back to the Latin word prudentia juris, literally meaning skill in law, from which was derived the late Latin formation juris prudentia, and subsequently the English word. The noun jurisprudent means one skilled in law, in other words, a jurist. There's also the word jurisprude, a somewhat rare 20th century back formation created from jurisprudence, with influence from the word prude, P-R-U-D-E. It means one who makes ostentatious show of jurisprudential learning. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.